Doing in the Ramban, at the end of the parasha, the Torah describes the death of Avraham. And the way the Torah describes it, Vayigvo Vayamos Avraham, the Seva Toiva Zaken the Saveya, that Avraham died, he was an elderly man, he was the Seva Toiva Zaken the Saveya, he was old and he was content, he was Saveya, the Chalt of the Savat, he should be fulfilled, he should be full, in this context he was content. So Avraham died a content man, and the Ramban is bothered that the Torah doesn't describe from what or why Avram was content. What was his contentness coming from? Was it nachas from his children, his spiritual accomplishment? Why was he so saveya? The Ramban offers two suggestions as to what Avraham had that allowed him to die in this state of saveya. Says the Ramban, Shiroa kol mishalos libo the saveya kol tova. He saw the fulfillment of all the desires of his heart, and he was filled and satiated with all good things. He had everything that he wanted. He was fulfilled. All of Mishalos Libo, all of his heart's desires he had. And the Ramban says you find the same language by Yitzchak, next week's Parsha, when upon his death is also described, Saveya Yamim, he was satiated with days, as the Ramban describes, meaning, he wasn't looking forward to anything new, like he hasn't yet fulfilled this, and I'm waiting for the next day in order to fulfill that. Everything that he needed, all of his physical needs were entirely fulfilled and satisfied, and he wasn't needing anything in that sense. And Daidav and Amalek also has that same language of being fulfilled, being Saveya, content. Says the Ramban, where does that come from? How does that idea, this idea of being Saveya, come from in a human being? Says the Ramban, two parts. Number one, Husipur Chazdei Hashem B'Tzadikim. It's a chesed from Hashem that He allows the Tzadikim to have everything that they need. Whatever their main desires are entirely fulfilled. In combination, says the Ramban, with the Mida Tova Bahem, with the trait that the Tzadikim, the righteous themselves, have, Shelo Yis'avu B'Moseros. And he's a beautiful phrase that they don't desire extras. They don't desire things that they don't need. The things that they need, the bare minimum, is that they need, they want. The things beyond that, they don't desire that. And that, says the Ramban, is the Mida Tova. That's a special trait that you find in the Tzadikim, not to desire Moseros, not to desire things which are extraneous. As he writes, the Chazal say, generally, for the rest of us, we struggle with what Chazal say, Oyhev Kesef Lo Yisba Kesef. One who loves money will never be satiated with money. There's never enough money to go around where you finally say, now I have enough. Chazal say, Ein Adam Yotzei Min Ha'olam V'Chatzi Ta'avosav B'Yadav. A person doesn't leave this world with even half of their desires fulfilled. Yesh B'Yadav Mana Misavim Mosayim. A person has 100, he wants 200. He has 200 and now he desires 400. Chazal understand the nature of desire is such, you always think you want the next thing, and as soon as you get it, you realize, well, this isn't really it, it must be something else, and I want even more, and even more. Somebody who loves money will never be satiated with the money that he desires. There's always more out there. So the mid of the tzaddikim is they don't desire anything more. They desire what they need, and as soon as they have what they need, they don't desire anything more. So that Avraham Avinu can be said to have died, so there, he was content. There was nothing out there that he desired. That, says the Ramban, is his first shot, his first understanding of the midah that Avram had to die in such a state of being content. Then the Ramban quotes the Medrash. And the Medrash has a different approach as to where the contentness of Avraham came from. Says the Ramban, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Chazal, excuse me, in the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Maru Lahem L'Tzadikim Matan Tzcharon Shehu Osid Liten Lahem Li'olam Haba. That the Tzadikim, before they die, that Hashem shows them in a vision the future, the reward that they will receive in the world of truth, in the world to come. They have a vision, an understanding of what it was that they've been working to, that which we struggle so much in our daily lives, not knowing exactly what it's like, what we're working towards, with this belief that there is an Olam Haba, and that will be a type of hana, that pleasure that we don't experience in this world, but we don't see what it's going to be like. The Tzadikim, says the Ramban, right before they die, they are shown a vision of what that reward is going to be like. V'nafsham sav'a, and then their soul is satiated with that vision of this is the reward for which I have been toiling all of my life, v'heim yishenim, and on that, they go to rest. Says Ramban, Chazal were bothered by this question of what was the source of his saveya, what was the source that he was content. So Chazal and the Medrash understood he was content not because of the past, as his first pshat understood, the past of, I have everything that I need, I don't desire anything more, and therefore I am content as I die, says the Ramban, in the pshat from the Medrash, but in more of in seeing what's going to come, the vision of what will be in the future, the vision of the reward, that was the source of where he was content from. That's the Ramban's two pshatim as to where the contentness of Avraham comes from.